ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणी। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरदशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, लेट मी ऑल सिंसियरली वेलकम यू फॉर टुडेज भागवतम। बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ वैष्णवा आई हैव बीन आस्क्ड टू रीड टुडेज श्लोका। So today's is verse number 24, canto 6, chapter 11. So let me read this verse. Aham hare tava padaika moola dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah mana स्मरेत असुपतेर गुणांस्ते ग्रणीत वाक्कर्म करोतु कायः। अहम् हरे तव पादैकमूला, अहम् हरे तव पादैकमूला दासानुदासो भवितास्मि भूयः। मनः स्मरेत सुपतेर्गुणांस्ते, मनः स्मरेत सुपतेर्गुणांस्ते ग्रणीत वा कर्म करोतु कायः। अहम् हरे तव पादैकमूल दासानुदासो भवितास्मि भूयः। मनः स्मरेत सुपतेर्गुणांस्ते, ग्रणीत वा कर्म करोतु कायः। अहम् हरे तव पादैकमूल दासानुदासो भवितास्मि भूयः। मनः स्मरेत सुपतेर्गुणांस्ते, ग्रणीत वाक् कर्म करोतु कायः। माताजी अहम् हरितव पादैकमूल दासानुदासो भवितास्मि भूयः। मनः स्मरेत सुपतेर्गुणांस्ते ग्रणीत वा कर्म कुरोतु कायः। मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड्स अहम् आई हरे ओ माय लॉर्ड तव ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप पाद एक मूल हुज ओनली शेल्टर इज द लोटस फीट दास अनुदास द सर्वेंट ऑफ योर सर्वेंट भवितास्मी शल आई बिकम भूय अगेन मनः माय माइंड स्मरेत मे रिमेंबर असुपते ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑफ माय लाइफ गुणान द एट्रीब्यूट्स ते ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप ग्रणीत मे चांट वाक माय वर्ड्स कर्मा एक्टिविटीज ऑफ सर्विस टू यू करोतु मे परफॉर्म कायः माय बॉडी। ट्रांसलेशन ओ माय लॉर्ड ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विल आई अगेन बी एबल टू बी सर्वेंट ऑफ योर इटर्नल सर्वेंट्स हु फाइंड शेल्टर ओनली एट योर लोटस फीट। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ माय लाइफ मे आई अगेन बिकम देयर सर्वेंट सो दैट माय माइंड मे ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ योर ट्रांसेंडेंटल एट्रीब्यूट्स माय वर्ड्स ऑलवेज ग्लोरीफाई those attributes and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship। Purport by Srila Prabhupada। Srila Prabhupada ki jai। This verse gives the sum and substance of the devotional service of the devotional life। One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of the lord dasanu das। Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised and he also showed by his own example that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis, gopi bhartur padakamalayor das dasanudas। This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession and is a servant of the lord। Under his direction one must then engage one's three properties, namely his body, mind and words। The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master। The mind should think of Krishna incessantly and one's word should be engaged preaching the glories of the lord। If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the lord, one's life is successful। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदश ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुम उलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। I once again beg the mercy at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas here। Please bless me so that I can read the purpose of Srila Prabhupada। Now in this today's verse, I think this is one of the most important turning point that we see as we read the Bhagavatam today, sixth canto। So the background is, there's a war on the battlefield, Vritrasura and Lord Indra। The war has reached to a summit। Vritrasura, a great devotee of the Lord, a warrior and commander in chief of the Asuras, and Indra is fighting on the opposite side।
Vritrasura, with his very deep voice, he is preaching Indra and he is reminding him how he mercilessly killed a Brahmana, a spiritual master, and his own brother. So he is at a very raged voice condemning Indra, that Indra, you are the shameless person and I am going to kill you with my trident, Trishul. And when I kill you, even your body will be rejected by the jackals. And this is the raged voice that he is condemning the Indra's offenses. And Indra was stunned. Vritrasura was so fearful, the demigods and everybody was stunned. They don't know what to do in front of him. They are all watching him. So, as we read in the Bhagavatam in the previous verses, we saw that how Vritrasura gave a preaching on the battlefield. And suddenly this is going up and up and up. Again, at this verse, verse number 24, suddenly Vritrasura is cooled down. So if we are first time reader of this Bhagavatam, there is a doubt that how Vritrasura has suddenly turned into prayers. He was so fearful. He was so, you know, so much condemning the Indra, and suddenly he turns into the prayers. And this is the theme of the verse today. This is the turning point. You know, Vritrasura in earlier verses, he was in the Bibitsa Rasa. And now he is in the Karuna Rasa. Suddenly he comes into Karuna Rasa. And I think this is one of the lessons in all our life also. There is one turning point. Up to that turning point, we are doing so many activities and we are in all different mode. And suddenly when the turning point comes, we cool down. You see, this also reminds us on our own life, how we all have come to ISKCON. Before coming to ISKCON, there must be some turning point. This all reminds a story of our own life. And after that turning point, suddenly we decide, no, now let's stop this. And let's, you know, change our path. So suddenly from that point, we start becoming devotees, or we start, that there is a change in the life. And also, in Bhagavatam, there are so many stories. One of the story, where Lord Krishna is telling this story to Uddhava, about a Brahmana, Pingala, and this comes in the 11th canto, is telling the story of a Brahmana who was a very miser. And once there came a turning point and he changed to such a nice person and he left everything and he became a wandering monk. Similarly, there is also a story in Karnataka. There is a great devotee of Lord Krishna in Madhva Sampradaya, Sri Purandara Das. I think you must have heard this name. Sri Purandara Das is one of the great devotees of Lord Krishna. And he has written so many songs, devotional songs about Krishna. And they are very famous. And this Purandara Das was a jewel merchant. He was a great from a great family, and he was a jewel merchant, and he was so miser that he will not give a single paisa to anybody. He was very, very miser, always thinking about his money, his property and all. But his wife was staunch devotee of Krishna. She was a great devotee of Krishna. One day Lord Krishna came to his shop. And Krishna, in the disguise of a Brahmana, asked this Purandara Das, you know, earlier Purandara Das, please give me some money because I have to perform my daughter's marriage. So I need money. So Purandara Das, as a businessman, he did not want to give money. Lord Krishna is in the disguise of a poor Brahmana. He said, no, you come tomorrow. So again Lord Krishna came next day. And again say, no, I am busy, you come tomorrow.
Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai.
So he was reluctant to give money to this poor Brahmana. At last, you know, one day he decided to give him one anna, a coin, which was a very old coin, which was a worn out coin. You know, he just gave this as a to that Brahmana. And that Brahmana took that money and went to Purandardas' house. And his good wife was, you know, he went and asked the wife of Purandardas, please give me some bhiksha. And he gave that one anna to her. And he begged, my mother, I want to perform my daughter's marriage, so kindly help me. I'm a very poor man. So out of compassion, this lady, Mataji, was very, very compassionate, and she was a devotee of Krishna. And she didn't have anything to give. But she thought, this Brahmana, I must give something to him. So she went inside, and during her marriage ceremony, this Purandardas had given her a nath, you know, nose ring. It was made out of a jewel, and it was very precious. She only had that property, which was given in her marriage. So she went inside, she brought that, and without thinking anything, she just gave it to that Brahmana and said, you please take this and, you know, perform your daughter's marriage. And this Brahmana was very happy and he blessed her and he went back. And the Lord Krishna, in the disguise of Brahmana, went to the same shop where Purandardas was sitting. And then the Brahmana said, my Lord, you please take this jewel and give me some money, because I want to perform my daughter's marriage. Now Purandardas saw that nose ring and he was surprised. It was the same nose ring which was given to his wife during the marriage ceremony. That was very precious. He was surprised, how did you get this? But without asking anything, what he did is he gave him some money and immediately closed the shop and went running to just, you know, catch hold of her wife. He went home and asked his wife, can you show me that ring which I had given you during the marriage ceremony? Where is that nose ring? Where is that nath? And his good wife started trembling. Oh my God, what should I do now? I have already given this to this Brahmana. But how is that my husband came to know about it? And she went inside the room. She said, okay, I will bring. And she went inside the room and started praying, Krishna, my Lord, please save me. Otherwise my husband is going to finish me today. So she was begging Krishna and she was having a glass of water, and suddenly the same nose ring fell into her glass. It was Lord Krishna's mercy. And she was so jubilant. Taking that nut, she goes back again to her husband and very happily said, my Lord, this is the nose ring that you wanted. And Purandardas, when he saw the same nose ring, and there was another nose ring in his pocket, so he was comparing those two. Those are exactly same. He was so much perturbed, and that was the turning point for Purandardas. And immediately the renunciation came into his heart, and he immediately left home, and then he became a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And he understood that it is all Krishna's maya. Everything is energy of Krishna. So that is the turning point. In everyone's life, there is a turning point for good. And also in the business, they call it as break-even point. And from that point, the profit starts flowing in. So, here today, the theme is, there is a turning point. And Vritrasura, when he was so fearful, he was condemning Indra, and suddenly he reminds Krishna. and he started praying this. Now these next four verses are so important. It is said these are the essence of Bhagavatam. Actually, Bhagavatam is the compilation of all the prayers by the great devotees, and it is glorification of the Lord. And in these four verses, in Pushti Marga, you know, in Rajasthan and in other places in India, they consider this to be Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And also in several places, it is, these next four verses are referred as Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada also writes, the first sentence in this purport is, this verse gives the sum and substance of the devotional life. It's the essence of bhakti. What Sri Vritrasura is praying Lord Krishna here is the essence of bhakti. And he is offering everything to Krishna, kaya, vacha, mansa, mind, body and words. And these prayers are so beautiful. And also other day, His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu was very nicely explaining how the Bhagavatam is identified. Bhagavatam is identified by the prayers of Vritrasura. So these four shlokas, which are coming next day, they are very beautiful shlokas. Let's try to recite once again. So Vritrasura, out of great compassion for the Lord in Karuna Rasa, he is praying, O my Lord, Aham Hareta Vapadai Kamulo. These next four shlokas, prayers of Sri Vritrasura.
Aham haritava padai kamulo dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah. Aham haritava padai kamulo dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah. Aham haritava padai kamulo dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah. Manasmare tasupater gunamste grani tavakalma kurotu kayah. Manasmare tasupater gunamste grani tavakalma kurotu kayah. Na naka prastam na cha paramestyam na sarva bhumam na rasadipatyam. Na naka prastam na cha paramestyam na sarva bhumam na rasadipatyam. Na yoga siddhi apunar bhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kaanche. Samanjasatva virahaya kaanche. Samanjasatva virahaya kaanche. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga sanyam yatava satarakshudharta. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga sanyam yatava satarakshudharta. Priyam priyeva vishutam vishanna manoravindak didrukshate tvam. Manoravindak didrukshate tvam. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bhramita swakamabhi. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bhramita swakamabhi. Tvammayaya atma atma jadara geheshu ఆసత్ చిత్త శ్ననాథ భూయ ఆసత్ చిత్త శ్ననాథ భూయ ఆసత్ చిత్త శ్ననాథ భూయ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ ఫోర్ వర్సెస్ రుద్రాసుర హ్యాస్ గివన్ ద కంప్లీట్ సమ్ అండ్ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. సో హీఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ ది మైండ్ బాడీ అండ్ వర్డ్స్. ఇలా ప్రభుపాద రైట్స్ దిస్ షుడ్ బి ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ లైఫ్. హీఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు కృష్ణ and he is praying, oh my lord, oh supreme personality of godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servant who find shelter only at your lotus feet? Oh lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship. We find that there are so many prayers in Bhagavatam and they have offered everything in the service of Krishna. So one of the great example is also Srila Sukhdev Goswami is explaining about Ambarish Maharaj in 9th canto 4th chapter. In 3 verses he has, Sukhdev Goswami has explained how the devotional life of Ambarish Maharaj. So it is also in the same, these verses are very similar.
Savai mana krishna padaravindayor vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu varnane karavu harera mandira marjanadishu శ్రుతిం చకారచ్యుత సత్కథోదయే ముకుందలింగాలయ దర్శనే దృశో తద్ప్రతిగాత్ర అంగసంగమం ముకుందలింగాలయ దర్శనే దృశో తద్ప్రతిగాత్ర స్పర్శ అంగసంగమం గ్రానం చ తత్పాద సరోజ సౌరభే శ్రీమత్ తులస్యారసనాం తదర్పితే పాదౌ హరే క్షేత్ర పాదాను సర్పణే శిరో రషికేశ పాదాభివందనే కామాం చ దాశన తు కామ కామయా యథోత్తమ శ్లోక జనాశ్రయ రతిః.
So Sukhdev Goswami is glorifying
Amrish Maharaj. How Amrish Maharaj? Savai Mana Krishna Padar Avindayo. He always meditated in his mind the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And he always used his tongue in glorifying the Lord's glories. And he used his hands for cleaning the Lord's temple. He used his ears in hearing the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna. He used his eyes in taking the Lordship's darshana and devotees' darshana. And he used his nose for taking the fragrance of the tulsi which is offered to the Lord's lotus feet. And he used his legs for reaching to the Lord's dhamma, wandering in the Lord's dhamma. And he used his head for bowing down in front of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And he had only the desire to serve Lord Krishna and his devotees. So Sukhdev Goswami is explaining the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So similarly here, Vritrasura is praying, Lord, oh my Lord, they will come again in my life, I will use my tongue in glorifying, in vibrating your japa, in glorifying your transcendental attributes. When they will come, I will use my body in your service. And when that day will come, that I will meditate constantly on your lotus feet. So he is praying in this verse. Similarly, now all these prayers are so great and so transcendental. In 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we hear a similar prayer. We have heard the story of Nalakuvera. Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they were the two sons of Lord Kuvera. And, you know, they were son of a very rich man. They were so much intoxicated with money and pride that one day they were taking bath in a lake, in a completely nude. And also they were enjoying with the celestial girls. At that time Narad Muni happened to pass by. And they were so much intoxicated, they even did not bother to offer Dandavat to a Vaishnava. So they were intoxicated with some drinks and they were with a pride. They did not even notice Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, a great devotee of the Lord, is always compassionate. He decided, I must curse these two boys for their benefit. And he cursed them that you should immediately transform into trees and should fall into this earth. And just seeing that curse, that was the turning point in the lives of the Nalakuvera. They immediately came to their senses and they fell onto the lotus feet of Narad Muni. And they begged, my Lord, please forgive us. We were so intoxicated and with full of pride that we did not even notice you. Kindly forgive us. So they started praying at the lotus feet. But Narad Muni, out of compassion, he said, this curse is good for you. I am preventing you from going to hell. If Narad Muni would not have been there, these two young boys would have gone to hell after death. But Narad Muni, it was great compassion of a great Vaishnava. He prevented them from going to hell. And he said, this curse is good for you. You will become two big trees, you know, in the veranda of Nanda Maharaj. And in future, when Lord Krishna in his Krishna avatar, he will deliver you from this trees. So they accepted, and then we know the story, they became two trees, Arjuna and Yamala trees. And Lord Krishna, during Damodar Ashtakam, we pray Damodar Aarti, very beautiful prayer. Lord Krishna, when he touched them, and they again transformed into the demigods, Nalakuvera. And at that point, you know, they have undergone this transformation. And they have, in Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful prayer by these Nalakuvera. So these prayers are also very similar to Vritrasura. So prayers by Nalakuvera.
Vani gunanu khatane shravanau kathayam hastau cha karma sumana tavapadayorna. Vani gunanu khatane shravanau kathayam hastam cha karma sumana tavapadayorna. Smartyam sirastava nivasa jagat praname drasti satam darshanestu bhavatanunam. Drasti satam darshanestu bhavatanunam.
So Nalakuvera, a very beautiful prayer, although they were in the form of a tree, but when they realized, and this was the mercy of Lord Narad Muni, and when they saw Lord in person, they offer this prayer. They say, my Lord, henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in your oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs and other senses engage in the actions pleasing to you. And may our mind always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world. Because all things are also your different forms, and may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are non-different from you. It's a very beautiful prayer. They are also saying, offering a similar prayer to Lord Krishna. My Lord, kaya vacha mansa, our minds, body, words, and let us offer, give us a sense so that we offer respect to everyone, because everything is your energy. So this is the transformation in the lives of Nalakuvera by the mercy of Narad Muni. Similarly here, as we know, Vritrasura in his previous life, he was none other than Chitraketu Maharaj. And Chitraketu Maharaj had a mercy of Parvat Muni and Narad Muni, and they had blessed him. And because of the curse of Mata Parvati, he had to take this body of Vritrasura. And now he is reminding that when that day will come again. So in this verse, he's reminded of his previous life. He's reminded of the great Vaishnava. And in the subsequent verses also he's praying, when that day will come, I will again serve the great Muni, Narad Muni, and I will go back to Godhead. I will go back to the place where there is a great Vaishnava, Narad Muni. So this is the great mercy of the Narad Muni. So always the prayers in Bhagavatam are so beautiful. They transform our life. And reciting these prayers every day, also our heart will be purified. And in so many prayers of the Bhagavatam, every devotee, when he turns to devotion, has offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada ji also at several times used to mention how great these prayers are in Bhagavatam. And the prayers are essence of Bhagavatam. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was mentioning in his one of the class that these four prayers of Vritrasura are so great that once there was a very scholar professor in Bhagavatam in one of the conference. This professor was felicitated and people asked him, sir, can you please tell one verse which will summarize the whole Bhagavatam? And they gave him 1 minute. Can you please tell us in 1 minute the summary of the whole Bhagavatam? And this great professor, Maharaj was mentioning about, he quoted this verse of Bhagavatam, the Vritrasura's prayer. That is, I think it is coming, the third, 27th verse, 26th verse, that professor, the great Vaishnava, said, Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Khaga, Stanyam Yadavasa Thara. So this verse, this is the same prayers by Vritrasura. He is praying, Lord, my Lord, I am just waiting for like a small bird, you know, the small Navajat Pakshi, small bird waits for his mother, when the mother will come and feed me. Similarly, the calf waits for her mother cow, when my mother will come and feed me. Similarly, a wife is, her husband has gone outside for many, many days, and how much eagerly she waits, when my husband will come, and when he will talk to me. So she is waiting. So he is giving three anomalies. My Lord, similar to that bird, similar to that calf, similar to that wife who is waiting for husband, I am eagerly waiting for you. When will you come to me? And when will you accept my devotion at your lotus feet? So this is a very, very beautiful prayer. So that professor was mentioning about this prayer of Vritrasura. So all the four verses of this prayers are very, very transcendental. And the whole Bhagavatam is identified the presence of these four prayers. And also in many Bhagavatam reciters consider this to be Chatushloki Bhagavatam, the sum and essence of all Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity. If you have any questions, Prabhuji can answer better than me. He can. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.